Greetings to you, my fellow Tolosans. This is Sebastian Panach, your Minister of Stuff, and I'm here to provide my monthly report on RTV, National Public Radio. These are the activities of the Ministry of Stuff for July 2015. First of all, looking at Tolosa.com, it's a fairly modest update to report. Basically, just an update of the core software and associated plugins to ensure that there are no security issues and that all the functions are working as expected. Turning my attention over to the wiki, first of all, I did a cleanup of dead links and broken redirects and other things that compromise the ability to navigate around without hitting roadblocks. I did an extension update, so that's basically some extra software that adds functionality to the core wiki software. Those were refreshed. I conducted another security audit where I looked at user permissions to make sure that people who actually needed certain permissions had them. And this is necessary, particularly with any change in government. People come into jobs, people leave jobs. The permissions need to be looked at accordingly to make sure that people that don't require access because they're not part of government or perhaps they've vacated the position or they're not active anymore don't have permissions, which could result in a breach should someone manage to guess their credentials and access the system. And the other final thing that I looked at on the wiki was content licensing. While we did have an informal means of content licensing, I felt it was best to use something that's well-established and well-defined, so I've added Creative Commons as being a standard licensing scheme available on the wiki. I would encourage people to look at content that they've already provided up there, that being, you know, audio recordings or photos, any sort of political charts that have been provided for some of our COSA election coverage, and to apply relative content licensing to those that corresponds to how you would like them to be able to share. If you just want your content to be attributed to you, there's an option for that. So please have a look and familiarize yourself with the new scheme that's on there. I'm also looking carefully at old content, which there was no licensing scheme for, or things that are potentially copyrighted, but may be allowable under fair use, which is another option I've added to the wiki. In any case, it would be worth your look just to see how things have changed, to look at the content that you provided, and to see whether you would like to change how your content that you've uploaded has been licensed based on the new schemes that exist. I'm going to provide a written version of this report in an upcoming article, which I'll be providing to one of our local news organizations. But in the meantime, I thought I would just, perhaps we'll do it as a dual scheme. I'll give you a verbal update at the end of each month, and then I'll provide you with a written formal copy about mid-month in print. Again, this is Sebastian Panach, your Minister of Stuff, and you've been listening to the July 2015 report on RTV, National Public Radio.